Today's Amud is Chagiga Yud Chasam Abayz. We're holding by the Mishnah on the top of the Amud. So just to be makdim before we begin, a few yesoidos and halachas of Tumah and Tara. So number one is that there are different sources of Tumah. A sheretz, a dead sheretz, one of the Shemayna Shratzim is a source of Tumah. A nevela is a source of Tumah. A zav and a zava. All of these sources of Tumah, they're also known as Avayis HaTumah. And the halacha is that something that comes into contact with an Ava Tumah, so it becomes Avlad HaTumah, or otherwise known as a Rishayin LaTumah, becomes a Rishayin. Something that comes in contact with an Ava Tumah, with a source of Tumah, it becomes a Rishayin LaTumah. Once that comes into contact with something, so then the next thing becomes a Sheini, the next thing becomes a Shlishi, and then the next thing becomes a Revi'i. Now, when it comes to chulin, there's no such thing as a shlishi. Once something's already a sheni, so it can never be metam as something else. The highest darga goes up to when it comes to chulin is a sheni. Perhaps the more holy something is, so the more susceptible it is to tama. Chulin, which is the least, has the least kedusha, the chulin, truma, meiser, kachim, chulin has the least, and therefore by chulin the furthest something could be away from the ava tuma is if it's a sheni latuma. If it's the thing that the vlad tuma touched, the sheni latuma, that's the furthest something chulin would be that chulin is susceptible to tuma. Now, meaning to say that chulin only becomes tame if it touches an av or if it touches a rishayin. That's when it comes to chulin. By chulin, the highest level is a sheni. When it comes to truma, so then there's even a shlishi. A shlishi, if truma even touches a sheni, it becomes a shlishi. There's such a thing as a shlishi when it comes to truma, but there's no such thing as a revi'i. When it comes to kachim, so then you even have it up to a revi'i. You can even have a revi'i latuma. You could have a fourth level from the avatuma, and even that will be metame when it comes to, will become susceptible to tuma when it comes to kachim. Now, the second point is that we're already going to see on this amud, that Chazal used an expression, these two expressions when it comes to Tumah. And that is to be Metameh and also to be Paisel. We're going to see on this Amud that Benegeah to Tumah, we use an expression of being Paisel. So what's the difference between being Metameh and being Paisel? So the difference is that when it comes to the last level of any given Tumah, so where that thing cannot be Metameh something else anymore, so then it's just called being Paisel. Meaning a Sheini, when it comes to chulin, so that's called pasul. Shlishi, when it comes to truma, it's called pasul. The sheni of truma is called tame, because it could even be metame the next thing. But when it's the shlishi already, being that it doesn't have the ability to be metame something else, so it's called pasul, which means that it itself is tame, but it doesn't have the ability to make something else tame. The final part of the Akdama is that midaraisa, when a person becomes tame, so his entire body becomes tame. There's no such thing as only part of a person's body becoming tame. However, there's one exception, one of the exceptions is that Chazal were geizer a tumah on stam yadayim. Even a person's hands, that he doesn't know that they ever came into contact with any sort of tumah. If they did, if a person knows that his hands touched the sheretz, so he's a rishon l'tumah, there's nothing to talk about. But let's say a person doesn't know that it touched anything tameh. Still, Chazal were geizer on stam yadayim, that even though it's not, his whole body is tameh, but his hands are tameh. A person's stam yadayim are treated like a sheni latuma, because yadayim askanya is same, and therefore Chazal considered a person's stam yadayim, if he doesn't know for sure that they were watched, a person's stam yadayim are considered tameh, they're considered a sheni latuma. The way to get rid of it is either just simply to wash a person's hands, or to go to the mikvah, but even just washing one's hands suffices to get rid of this tameh derabanan. Now, technically speaking, when it comes to chulin, there's no need for a person to wash his hands, let's say if he wants to go eat chulin. Because the level that Chazal or Geizer and Stam Yadayim is that it's a sheni latuma. A person's Stam Yadayim are only a sheni latuma. We mentioned already that when it comes to chulin, the highest level of tuma that exists is a sheni. If a sheni would touch chulin, it doesn't make it into a shlishi, it's not mitameh. Because there's no such thing as a shlishi when it comes to chulin. So even if a person person who are eating something and his hands are a sheni, he has nothing to worry about if all he's eating is chulin, because his hands are not able to be metama the chulin, because there's no such thing as a shlishi when it comes to chulin. So technically speaking, there's no reason that a person should need to wash his hands before eating chulin, because the stami daim are only a sheni and it's not metama the chulin. However, Chazal are misakin that even by chulin, a person has to wash his hands at least before eating bread, which is the main food of truma. One of the pshatim is because it's atu the kaihanim. Since the kaihanim have to wash their hands before eating truma, the main staple being bread, so therefore Chazal didn't want the kaihanim to be lax, so they were geyser on everybody, even Yisraelim, even when someone's eating chulin, that he has to wash his hands, because otherwise, if Yisraelim aren't washing their hands, the kaihanim aren't going to wash their hands. Now the kaihanim need to wash their hands, because if they're stam yadayim arsheni, and they're eating truma, so truma, there exists a level of shlishi when it comes to truma. So with stam yadayim, when it touches the truma, it will be paisalet. It will pasal the truma. It will make it tamay. Not to the extent that it could be metame something else, but it itself will be tamay. So it will be pasaling. It will be metame the hands. It will be metame the truma. So a kayin, when he eats truma, avada, he has to wash his hands. He has to get rid of the tumma of stam yadayim. Chulin, technically speaking, he doesn't have to, because there's no shlishi when it comes to chulin. But Chazal were misakin that everybody should wash their hands. This is what the kayhanim do. At least by bread, they were misakin that the person has to wash his hands. Bread being the main staple of a person's diet. So the kaihanim had to wash their hands before they ate their truma bread. So therefore, Chazal are misakin that even Yisrael, before he eats his bread, he has to wash his hands. So now, with that ekdama in mind, says the Mishnah that naitlin liyadayim lechulin, a person has to wash his hands, stam yadayim, like we said, they're tame, so he has to wash his hands for chulin, ula meiser, ula truma, ula kaidash, ula truma. When it comes to chulin, meiser, and truma, the way he gets rid of the tumma of stam yadayim is he has to wash his hands, even though chulin, technically speaking, there's no need, perhaps meiser as well, but ula meiser, up to the kehanim, or eating truma, he has to wash his hands. So by chulin and meiser, a person has to wash his hands, and that's the only thing that he needs to do. Is all he needs to do is wash his hands. Ula kaidesh matbilen. When it comes to eating hektesh, so then when it comes to eating kachem, it's not enough for a person just to wash his hands. He has to dunk his hands into a mikvah. He doesn't have to be taivel his whole entire body, but he has to be matbilen. He has to be taivel his hands into water. That's the level of tahara that Chazal required when it comes to a person washing his stam yadayim for kachem. Ulechatas, if a person wants to touch the paraduma waters, the mechatas, so then im nitmu yadav nitma gufay. The way we say this is that if a person's hands are presumed to be tame, then his entire body is tame. There's no such thing as netilas yadayim for mechatas. All there is tfilas kol gufay. He has to be tayvel himself entirely. Says the Mishnah now another halacha. Says the Mishnah that tavo lechulim. And huchzak lechulin, if a person went to the mikvah because he was planning on eating some chulin, so he had in mind when he went to the mikvah, he was huchzak lechulin, that he was doing it for chulin purposes. So then the halacha is asa l'maiser, he's not allowed to eat maiser. The level of shmira that he had, it's a tekana, it's a maila d'rabanan, the level of shmira that a person has when he eats chulin is not as much as when he eats maiser. He thinks more cautiously when he eats maiser. So therefore, even though it's true, he was taivul for chulin, he has to be taivul again if he wants to eat meiser. Otherwise, he cannot eat meiser. Tavo la meiser, ochzak la meiser, asa la truma. And the same thing, if a person was taivul for meiser, so he was only machzik that he washed himself for meiser, and he's asur to eat truma. Tavo la truma, ochzak la truma, asa la kaidesh. And same thing, if a person went to the mikvah to eat truma, so then his level of shmira that he had is only enough for him to now go ahead and eat truma. But he's not allowed to go ahead and eat kachim, because that level of shmira, midrabanan, is insignificant. Tavo la kaidesh, ochzak la kaidesh, asa la chatas. And the same thing when it comes to a person who went to the mikvah to eat kachim, and now he wants to touch the mechatas. So there's five different levels. There's chulin, there's meiser, there's truma, there's kachim, and then there's mechatas. Says the Mishnah, the tavo lechamer mutar lekal. And if a person went to the mikvah for something which is more chamer, so he's mutar for anything that's more kal than that. So if he went to the mikvah for mechatas, he's mutar for everything. If he went to the mikvah for kachim, he's mutar for anything beneath kachim. He's just aser in mechatas, and so on and so forth. Tava v'loy hochzak. Says the Mishnah that if a person went to the mikvah and he didn't have anything in mind, he had a blank mind, he didn't have any in mind to eat anything, so then it's ki'ilu le'tavau, it's as if he didn't go to the mikvah, and we'll see more about this on the following abad. And says the Mishnah, another halacha, that big day Ama Aretz, midras leprushin, that the clothing of an Ama Aretz, so it's considered tame, it's as tumas midras, we have to assume that perhaps his wife, when she was a nida, she sat on it, his clothing is considered tame, when it comes to prushin, when it comes to people who eat chulin b'tahara. And big day prushin, midras leichle truma, someone who eats his chulin b'tahara, he's still, his clothing, the level of shmira that he has, it's true, he's makbet eat chulin b'tahara, but lamaisa, that level of Shmira does not suffice when it comes to Truma, so his clothing is considered Becheskas Tumma when it comes to those that eat Truma. And similarly, Big Day Eichle Truma, Midras Lekaidesh, the person who guards his clothing from becoming Tame, he needs to eat Truma, so he's careful. The Maisa, that level of Shmira does not suffice for a person who wants to eat Kachim. If a person wanted to eat Kachim, he would have to consider this clothing to be Tame. Big Day Kaidesh, Midras Lechatos, and same thing about the clothing of someone who eats Kachim, it's considered Tame with regards to the person who wishes to touch the Mecha.
Yosef ben Yaezer, Yachasid Shebekahuna. Yosef ben Yaezer, he was a chasid amongst the Kehanim. V'haisa mitpachtoi midras lekaidash.
And even still, since he didn't eat kachim, all he did was eat truma, so his clothing was considered to have tumas medrash for kachim. And Yechna ben Gudgado, who is not a kayin, but haya eichal taharas hakayidash koyamav, he would always make sure to eat his tahas, he only ate chulan, but he ate it with the same tahara, being careful as if he was eating kachim. So since he ate it al taharas hakayidash, he ate it with the stringencies of eating kachim, so v'haysa mitpachtoi midras lechatas, so his clothing was only considered tame with regards to one who wanted to touch the mechatas. But the point is that you see, even when it comes to Gedolei Adar, so this halacha still applies. Elamaisa, if you're only guarding it for something on a lower level, that level shmira does not work for something on a higher level. You also see that the fact that Yochanan ben Gudgada, even though he was only eating chulen, since he ate it al taharas hakaidesh, he was makbid to eat it with the chumrais of kachim, so therefore his clothing was only considered midras when it came to mechatas, which is the level above kachim. He did not everything above chulin, only the level above kachim. So now says the Gemara that chulin u ma'isir mi'bayu netilas adayim. The Mishnah started off that a person wants to get rid of the tumah that's on stam yadayim for chulin and ma'isir, so he has to wash his hands. Really, there's a halacha like that, that the person has to wash his hands before eating chulin and ma'isir? Va'urimini, I'll ask you a stira. We learned in the Mishnah in Mesechas Bikurim, the Mishnah Bikurim says that hatruma va'bikurim chayavin alayan misa. If a person eats b'mezid, if a person who's not a kayin, and he eats truma, or he eats bikurim, and he eats a b'mezid, so the halacha is that he's chayiv misa. And if he does a b'shoigig, so then v'choymesh is chayiv v'choymesh, he has to pay back the kayin, and he also has to add a fifth. That's if he does a b'shoigig. V'asar lezarim, and there's an isra lav, there's a mamish lav for a zar to eat it, for a non-kayin to eat it. V'hei nichse kayin, and lamaisa, once the person gives the truma, the bikurim, to the kayin, so they're considered the property of the kayin. The kayin would then hand it to his wife, and he would say, "Arei amigudash asli." Strange thing to do, not the typical thing to hand some bikurim or truma to the kala under the chuppah. But lemaisa, if he did, so they're going to be married. It's considered nichse kayin. It's the property of the kayin. V'oilin v'echad umeya, and if it gets mixed in together with chulen, so it's not enough just to have raiv 2-1. You have to have 101-1. V'oilin v'echad umeya. Utuunin netilas yadayim, and they require netilas yadayim v'harif shemesh, and then even after a person goes to the mikvah, if his body becomes tameh, he still is not able to eat truma or bikurim until he first experiences harif shemesh, he has sunset. Now says the Mishnah that harei elu b'truma bikurim, these halachis apply specifically to truma bikurim, masha ein came b'maiser, and it does not apply to maiser, which means by maiser you don't need to wash your hands. It's truma and bikurim that are tu'una netilas yadayim, but maiser does not require netilas yadayim. Now if maiser doesn't require netilas yadayim, v'kol shekein b'chulim, that means all the more so chulin doesn't require netilas yadayim. So kasha maiser maiser, kasha chulin achulin, so we have a double stira. Our Mishnah says that both chulin and ma'aser require netilas yadayim, but the Mishnah and Bikurim seems clear that chulin and ma'aser does not require netilas yadayim.
So the Gemara says that half of the shayla we could answer pretty easily. So bishlama ma'iser, ma'iser loy kasha, ma'iser, the tzira between ma'iser is not so shver. I'll tell you ha-rameh or rabbanan. We know there's a machlaikas, rameh and rabbanan, about whether or not ma'iser requires netilas adayim. That now we learned in the Mishnah that kol ha-ta'an b'yas ma'im divrei seifrim, anything that requires that a person is matayer himself. Midr rabbanan, such as stam yadayim midar ra'isa, it's not tameh. But midr rabbanan, it requires bias mayim. A person has to be metayer himself midr rabbanan. So something such as stam yadayim, so metame es hakodesh, it's metame kodesh. Why? Because the stam yadayim is like a sheni. So it's metame kodesh because it makes it into a shlishi, and by kodesh there's such a thing as a ravi. So it's metame to the extent that it could even be metame something else. That's called metame es hakodesh. Upaisel as a truma, because it makes a shlishi, and by truma, shlishi is the highest level, so it cannot then go ahead and be matame something else. That's why it's called that it passels truma. It's really matame, but being that it doesn't give off tuma to the extent that the truma can then go and be matame something else, because by truma, the highest level is a shlishi, so the Gemara calls that upaisel as a truma, and says the Mishnah, umutter lechulen ulamaiser devi Rabbi Meir. And says Rav Meir that even though it requires bias mayim and divrei seifrim, still it's mutter when it comes to chulun and meiser. Meaning we could ignore the fact that it's tam yadayim is tameh when it comes to chulun and meiser. Divrei Meir. Rav Meir holds that chulun and meiser does not require netilas yadayim. The chachamim meiserin b'meiser. However, the chachamim say that meiser is aser. So meaning by meiser they say that you do require netilas yadayim. So you see lahedi does machlekes Rav Meir and the chachamim does. Meiser require netilas yadayim. Rav Meir says that Meiser does not require netilas yadayim, and the Chachamim are Meiser b'Meiser. They say that Meiser requires netilas yadayim. So, with regards to the stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Bikurim about Meiser, we can answer very easily. Our Mishnah is going like the Chachamim that Meiser requires netilas yadayim, and the Mishnah and Bikurim is going like Rav Meir that Meiser does not require netilas yadayim. Alachulun, achulun kasho. But how are we going to answer the stira between our Mishnah, which says that chulun requires netilas yadayim, and the Mishnah Mikurim, which says that chulun doesn't? Both the Meir and the Chachamim seem to agree that chulun does not, but our Mishnah says that chulun does require netilas yadayim. So how are we going to get out of that stira? So it says the Gemara, like kasho kan ba'achilu kan ba'negia. Our Mishnah that says that chulun requires netilas yadayim, that's talking about a person who wants to go ahead and eat the chulun. However, when it comes to negia, when it comes to just touching the chulun, so to touch the chulun, the person, chazal, we're not geyser, that he needs to wash his hands. So that's the Mishnah Bikurim, that's our Meir and the Chachamim, that they're talking about touching chulun. Touching chulun does not require netilas yadayim. However, maskef Rashimi Barashi, that's not true. Because ad kan le pligi rabbanan alei the rameir elu ba'achila de meiser. The machlekes between the rabbanan and rameir is pashat. It's talking about eating meiser. Touching meiser, you definitely don't have to wash your hands. The kuliyama. That whole machlekes was about eating meiser. So what do you see from there? Well, first of all, you see ava benegia de meiser uba achila de chulin le pligi. It was only about eating meiser. But chulin, everybody agreed, is not requiring netilas yadayim. If they were arguing about eating meiser and they both say that chulin does not require netilas yadayim, that means they mean to say that even eating chulin does not require netilas yadayim, because they're being mechalik between meiser and chulin, and they say that meiser requires netilas yadayim, chulin doesn't. And when it comes to meiser, they were talking about eating meiser. Touching meiser definitely does not require netilas yadayim. They were talking about eating meiser, and they said that meiser is more chomer than chulin. So that means chulin definitely does not require netilas yadayim, even eating chulin. So how could you answer our Mishnah by saying that our Mishnah is talking about eating, that eating chulin requires netilas yadayim? You see, both Rav Meir and the Chachamim disagree. They say that eating chulin does not require netilas yadayim. So we have to come up with a different way to answer our Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Ela idi vidi b'achila. It must be all the Mishnayos are talking about eating. V'loi kashin, still there's no stira. Because kan b'achila de nehama, kan b'achila de peri. Our Mishnah was talking about eating bread. Eating bread, so that's when our Mishnah says that even though it's chulin, it requires netilas yadayim. The Mishnah Bikura, Remeir the Chachamim, they're talking about fruits. When it comes to fruits, so then fruits of chulin does not require netilas yadayim. The Chazal were only misakin that a person needs to wash his hands for chulin when he's eating bread, which is the main staple. But now when he eats fruits. Dam Rav Nachman, Nachman even said that kol anaitul yadav lepeiros hareiza megase aruach, that if a person washes his hands for eating fruit, he's considered a balgaiva because he's going more chamer than what Chazal required. Chazal did not require a person to wash his hands for fruits. They only required him to wash his hands for bread. So if he washes his hands for fruits, he's considered to be a balgaiva, and that's the maisa. I will answer our Mishnah, that our Mishnah is talking about bread. Now we could say it's talking about maiser, chulin, everything. The answer is not nothing to do with Ramei and the Chachamim. Our Mishnah is talking about bread, so it could be that's why our Mishnah says that you need to wash your hands. The Mishnah Bikurim is talking about eating fruits, and that's when by chulin and maiser, you do not need to wash your hands.